You are listening to An Unexpected Affair, Book 11 in the Dr. Cage Chronicles, Memoir of a Sex Therapist series, written by Grayson Ace, narrated by Chase Johnson, published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated, copyright Grayson Ace, 2022. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. The Return of Pete. After my whirlwind trip to Europe, I knew I needed to take a break for a little bit. A vacation from my vacation. I couldn't stop thinking about the men that I was with during the adventure, and couldn't believe that I had actually found the sex house from the porno that I had been jerking off to for years. This was certainly a trip that I would never forget, and one that I was already looking forward to repeating. Rocky had been handling the clinic for me while I was on vacation, and I was pretty surprised to see how many appointments he had booked. It made me wish I had taken more time on my vacation because it was starting to look like I wasn't going to have much of a social life anytime soon with the number of clients I was seeing. I was starting to consider expanding and actually hiring another therapist because there was no way I was going to be able to maintain this client base on my own. My first day back at the office was pretty hectic. Rocky had booked me 6 appointments, which I was a little pissed about because he knew I was just returning from Europe. I looked at the calendar and saw that Pete was my first client of the day. I sent Rocky a text and told him to cancel my following 2 appointments, because I knew I was going to need some extra time with Pete. Pete was the guy who randomly yelled, "See you next week," at the mall. He came in for his first appointment, trying to figure out if he was a top or a bottom. I fucked him so good during his first appointment, and he wanted to flip at one point, but his hole was so warm and wet that I wasn't willing to pull out. So I knew he'd be coming back to take a turn at my ass. Pete walked into my office with a giant smile on his face. He was wearing gym shorts and a tank top, and it was obvious that he didn't have any underwear on because I could see his monster dangling down and pointing out. We walked back to the therapy room and sat down on the couch. I grabbed my notebook and told him to tell me what kind of progress he had made since our last appointment.
"Well, I really haven't made much progress. Actually, I haven't made any at all. I've hooked up with a few guys since my last appointment, but I bottomed for all of them. With one of them, I was really horned up and wanted him to get on top of me and ride me, but I got nervous and didn't ask. I'm probably just destined to be a bottom for the rest of my life because I'm really not sure how to take charge."
As I was taking my notes, I laughed internally about his comment of not knowing how to take charge. Pete had big dick energy. He needed to learn how to use it to his advantage. "Here's what we are going to do, Pete. You're going to fuck me. You're going to make all the moves. The ball is in your court." I tossed my notebook down on the floor and looked at him. I could tell he was a bit confused and not sure what to do.
"Go ahead. Make your move."
He crawled toward me on the couch, turning my body so that my head was on top of the armrest and legs on the couch, and got on top of me. He leaned down and started kissing me, rubbing his body against mine. He was a damn good kisser, and even with my pants on, I could feel his dick dangling between my legs. He unbuttoned my shirt and started sucking on my nipples, and I felt his hand move down my chest to my cock. He got up and pulled my pants off, dropping back down and swallowing my already hard cock. I held on tight to the back of his head as it bobbed up and down, dropping my cock out of his mouth and moving down toward my balls. I started stroking my dick as he was sucking on my balls before coming back up and teasing the head. He grabbed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?